Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Hundreds of migrants streamed into the European Union Wednesday through the cornfields of Croatia. They were welcomed there after Hungary blocked its border with Serbia and fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at migrants still trying to enter its territory. A Hungarian court convicted an Iraqi man of illegally crossing the border fence with Serbia the day before, ordered him expelled and excluded him from Hungary for a year. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic criticized Hungary's actions and said his country is prepared for the influx of migrants fleeing Syria and other war-torn Middle East countries. Reporter Henry Ridgewell is in Serbia, heading towards the Croatian border.
The new border controls have been enforced on the Hungarian-Serbian border for just over 24 hours. That has dramatically had an impact on the number of migrants coming over, and there are probably around 1,000 migrants now camped out waiting at the key crossing point between Serbia and Hungary, a place called Rozce. They are slowly dispersing, slowly making their way along the Hungarian border, perhaps looking for any weaknesses in the link.
As the migrants walked into Croatia from Serbia's western border, authorities urgently dispatched demining experts to the border to mark minefields left from the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad blamed Western nations for the surge of refugees who've left his country and made their way to Europe, saying the West had supported terrorism since the beginning of the Syrian crisis. The Syrian conflict has forced half of Syrians from their homes. This is VOA News.